Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the hotline is Tim Tebow, two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, and longtime champion of community service. He joins us on behalf of Allstate to help unveil this year's Allstate Werfel Trophy finalist, former member of the Allstate AFCA Good Works Team, and the 2008 Werfel Trophy recipient. Tebow has been a powerful voice for athletes who use their platforms to serve others. Tim, hey, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Other than cold, we're great, Tim.
It's a cold morning in Cleveland, that's for sure, today.
I believe you. I believe you're telling the truth with that. Well, I'll tell you, in Jacksonville, Florida, it's not cold right now. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Tim.
We are jealous. Hey, first, let's talk about this award for a second. You got three finalists and one from the Mid-American Conference. We love that.
Oh, man, this is awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait to see Friday night on ESPN who's going to win. Matt Hofer from Toledo, Michael Taft from Texas, and Tanner Wall from BYU. All really good players, but more importantly, incredible young men that are serving their communities and also serving around the world. And one of them will be named Allstate Werfel Trophy Team Captain. And it's just so exciting to see you know, who's going to win, but more importantly, to celebrate all of them for this incredible work in which they're doing. And honestly, I mean this, it's not just in their communities. It is around the world for some of them, whether that's Philippines or Kenya or the South Pacific, and just making such a difference. And you know why I love this so much, and I'm so grateful for the Allstate AFCA Good Works Team and the Werfel Trophy, is just because there's so many awards for how kids perform on the field. There's very few for who they are and what they do off of the field. And I love this, because when we honor and when we celebrate, you know, what they're doing off of the field, I also believe that it continues to encourage more to want to be part of it and want to make a difference and want to stand up for the vulnerable in their community. And, you know, like, these young men are doing incredible things. Like, Michael Taft is an incredible example of someone turning their pain into purpose. He lost a friend and teammate to a fentanyl overdose, and now he's creating awareness for it, and he's helping to protect more boys and girls from it. And it's just, you know, it's incredible stories from all of them.
Tim, you're a perfect guy to be representing this. And I've always thought that your purpose was much more than athletics. How challenging is that for a young athlete to take on more and to be more than just what you're doing in your case, the football or the baseball field?
Well, I think sometimes we misunderstand and our platform from our purpose. And sometimes we think our platform is our purpose. And by platform, I mean a game, sports, what you guys are doing. We think that is our purpose, and it's just our platform. It doesn't necessarily mean it's our purpose. And I think there's a lot of incredible young men that have been given a platform, and I want to celebrate those that are really understanding that their purpose is more than a game. It's more than just putting a fake pigskin inside a rectangle inside another rectangle. And listen, I love this game as much as probably anybody, but it's also important to realize it's just a game and there are things that are more important. And there are ways that we get to use our platform and then try to go live out our purpose. And so that's just one of the things that's so exciting to celebrate when you see, you know, so many young men doing it and you want to encourage it and you want to try to inspire more to be a part of it. And I know so many times I've missed the mark on understanding that because I've, made it all about a game, wins and losses, championships or awards. And it's just important to, remind ourselves to keep perspective on the things that really matter. And so it's pretty incredible when you get to see young men.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That are doing that.
And Tim, when you played, obviously you had gigantic following, and in Cleveland we're going through some of that right now with Shedeur Sanders. Can you relate to what Shedeur is going through right now, knowing that there's a lot of pressure, but there are a ton of people who are behind you that want to see you succeed, and there are also those who are critics, and it's an interesting spot to be in. And Tim, I can't think of a better person to talk about Shedeur than you.
Well, I think one of the really important things is first of all, he's got a really strong support system, and that really matters. I think especially when you get a lot of praise and a lot of criticism. And I just think my encouragement is you can't control who speaks about you, but you can control who speaks into you. And to have those right voices, trusted voices, that aren't yes people, but are loved ones and wise counsel and people that care about you to truly speak into you. And I think so many people will say, I just ignore all the voices. Well, you can't, because it's just part of life. Like, you hear it, like you cannot not hear some of it. But the question is, are the other voices going to speak louder into your life, your family, and the wise counsel and the loved ones and the people that you bring in close? And I think that's really important. And that would be just how I'd encourage him. But just being around him several times and his dad, I know he's got a good support system, and rooting for that young man.
Tim, you were thrown into a situation in Denver. You know, you were put on the football field, had to develop as a young quarterback. What's the biggest challenge in developing as a young quarterback in the NFL after having success at the college level?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of areas. One, it's kind of you're trying to learn and understand on the fly. I think it's also depending on the system and the offense that you're in. Is it really playing to your strengths? Or are you trying to also not just learn an offense and adapt to this new league, but also almost sometimes a different skill set, for example, that you're trying to adapt to in the style of offense. And I think all of those are really important. And then I think also, as a quarterback, it's a, it's important to try to, even when you're young and you're trying to help lead as best you can, even though there's a lot of amazing veterans that are leaders on the team, but help try to be an example. And I think all of those things are important, pressure at the same time. So I think it's really juggling and trying to handle all of those.
Tim, what's your assessment of college football right now and the way we look at this 12-team playoff? Who knows, we might be expanding more. Notre Dame getting saying not getting in and saying, hey, we're not even going to play in a bowl game. Just kind of give me your big picture view of college football right now as we head into the playoffs.
Well, I would say I think there'd be a lot to it. I think on one hand, it's incredible. I think that the on-field play and the young men, I think are just, it's awesome. Like, I mean, look at these games, Indiana, Ohio State, just so many incredible games this year. It's awesome. I think the product on the field is really good. I think that there's a few things that have to be tweaked, and all of a sudden I think it gets even better. I think the tweaking when the transfer portal happened, I think would be really incredible. I agree with some that I think there should be kind of someone or something put in place like a commissioner type into this league. I think to give a vision and then clarity to some things. I think when it comes to the college football playoff, I just think a little bit of clarity would really help. Like, for example, when they say 12 best teams, well, that's not necessarily true. We should just say 10 best teams and then these other two that got in. And it's not a knock to JMU and Tulane, but they're not one of the 12 best, just in my opinion. And I love their stories. I really do. And I'm not knocking them. I guess it sort of am, but I it's really not because I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm not a fan. I genuinely mean that. I mean, I'm a fan of Coach Summerall and what he did, and now he's a Gator. I'm a fan of what they've done at JMU. I love their style of play. It's just saying that when I'm evaluating them against a Vanderbilt, a Texas, a Miami, a Notre Dame, like when we watch the coaches tape, it doesn't look the same. And so I think bringing clarity to that is really, really important. And then I think when we talk about the 12, the best teams, well, what do we mean by best? Do we mean the best how they're playing at the end of the year? Or do we mean the best throughout the season? Like, how consistently good have they been? So I love it. I think we're in a good place, a really good place that could get to a great place with a few tweaks and clarity and a few things.
Tim, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night. You know, you can't kick a field goal an extra point without Allstate, so we appreciate your time.
Well, I've never kicked a field goal, and I probably wouldn't be good at it if I tried.
You've done everything else, though.
I appreciate
at least
to
be insured. Thank you, sure.
Tim, thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.